studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at BJ's Wholesale Club and other fine retailers.
A New York Yankees legend hanging up the pinstripes. ABC's John Clossy explains.
The greatest closer of all time is calling it quits.
After this year, I will be retired.
New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera announced Saturday that he will retire from baseball after this season. The 43-year-old tore his ACL last May shagging fly balls, but decided to come back for one more go-around. His 608 saves are the most in Major League history, but he says he is most proud of playing for the Yankees.
I would love to say that it has been a privilege and honor to wear the pinstripes uniform.
John Clossy, ABC News, New York.
The Library of Congress plans to display a copy of the Gettysburg Address starting later this month. The copy is one of five known manuscript drafts of President Lincoln's famous 1863 address. I'm Dave Schreiber.
Here is your AM 1230 WFAS News 12 Weather Center forecast. For tonight and the overnight, expect mostly clear skies. We'll see a low of about 24 degrees. Tomorrow, another nice weekend day. Lots of sunshine on Sunday, less windy, high near 50. Get out and enjoy. For Monday, back to work, sunshine, some increasing clouds. Later on in the day, high near 51. And Tuesday, sorry to say, mostly cloudy, periods of light rain, but nice and mild, high of 53 degrees.
Is that right? How cool is that?
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to brucehallsports.com or by going to facebook.com/brucehallsports. Now, here's your host, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at 1230 WFAS's Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're live from the Journal News Golf Show at the Westchester County Center.
Look who just sat down with us, Richie Duino. Richie is going to talk about Summers Point Golf Course.
That's correct.
There are 27 holes. There's 18 holes that are private. There's nine that are semi-private.
Semi-private after 11 a.m.
And this is, now do you sound like your son? Because a lot of people might not know if it's you or him, right?
No, we sound alike. We look alike, unfortunately.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Except I look a little older, but that's okay.
You got some good genes going with you, Richie. Now, what's your handicap?
My handicap is a 10.
You and I could play together. You'd have to give me a stroke aside, or at least you give me one on the front side, and we'd adjust.
It depends if you're a sandbagger or not.
No, absolutely not. I'm one of those guys that is too stupid. Last time I told a lie I can remember was
yesterday.
1984.
Okay, I understand.
And that's between me and you and a rock and a hard place. But okay. The thing of it is that the unique thing about Summers Point is it's part of a bigger development, correct?
That's correct. There's a 36-home complex that we're located inside of the complex. Okay, the complex was built many years ago. The course was built in 1988.
Relatively new course.
We were taken over a year and a half ago by an Asian corporation, H&A, located out of Beijing, China.
Gotta love that.
Oh, yeah.
They're buying something from us.
And
what a surprise.
They have started to put a lot of money into the place, which
right.
We thought at first was going to be strictly a bottom-line-oriented organization.
Right.
But this past winter, what they did was they invited my son over to Beijing. Richie went over there, spoke with the CEO of the company. They then flew to the island of Haikou.
Right.
Where Mission Hills, where the ladies are playing this week in the ladies' tournament.
Right.
And spent 8 days there. It was a really good deal. And he came back with I'm not going to say a bucket full of money, but he came back with good news from them that they are redoing our entire clubhouse.
Right.
In the nine-hole facility is being re-gutted as we talk today.
Is there more property on the resort where you can develop, say, another nine holes to make it 18?
No, unfortunately,
but
we can't.
But that's okay.
Do that.
Now, there's home sites.
There are home sites around both golf
courses.
Like,
if I wanted to buy a home site and build a home on it, I could right now.
That's correct.
Okay, great. And you have a group of builders that I could pick from?
Yes, that's okay. Located in the Summers Point area.
Now, what would you say the bottom, you know, like, if I wanted to build the smallest house I could probably build would be a 3 or 4 bedroom, 2.5, 3 bath house. What would that? Do you have any idea what that might run me?
That would probably
like $400,000 or $500,000.
A little higher than that.
A little higher than that.
A little higher than that. Okay.
Because it's on a golf course.
No, just because of the area.
Because of where it is.
Because of where it is, and the homes itself, the townhouses and the condominiums located in Summers,
right,
probably go for just a little more than that at this present time.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. The nice thing about buying, not necessarily retirement place, but a lot of people, when they move down, like into a condo, they don't want to leave where they are, but they don't want to stay in their 4, 5, 6 bedroom house where they raise their kids. So they can buy a condominium on a golf course and then travel.
That's correct.
That's probably what you're talking about. Yeah. People that are either local or they're coming here from somewhere else, maybe even China.
Well, let me give you a little background.
Okay.
Half of our members are probably away right now down in the Florida area or out in California or Arizona. The other half of our members have moved into the community in the last couple of years, and they're younger, so they have to stay here and work.
That's
So you'll see us, especially on the weekends, we'll have a lot of play on the weekends, and during the week, not as much play, because half of our membership is working yet. So it's a very mixed bag right now. The good news is we have a full American cuisine restaurant located on the property that's open to the public. It's called the Pinnacle Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely great place to eat. Beautiful dining.
No, you're good.
Okay. Nice facility. Brand new chef this year. Brand new manager of the restaurant. My son is the head golf professional, but he also is the general manager of the entire facility.
And your son looks like you and talks like you.
Yes, he probably doesn't
look much younger than you either, because if he's a head golf pro, he's working pretty hard.
Wait a minute, I'll show you a picture.
Okay, that's great.
He's right here. Okay.
God, he does look like you, except he looks like he's eating a lot better than you.
Well, that's true.
You look like you're in a lot better shape, Reggie. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure. Go right ahead.
If somebody like me wanted to play there and look at lots to build a home on, and if I'm local, you know, I could see living in the city and then wanting to buy something like this out here, because if I'm working in the city and I'm 60 years old, I'm getting ready to retire, I may want to buy something in Phoenix cheap. I may want to buy something in Florida cheap, where I spend my winters, but in the spring and the summer, when the Yankees and the Mets are playing, and when the trees are blooming, when it's beautiful in the area you're talking about, when we drove up there yesterday, it was so many trees, it's unbelievable.
Oh, it's just a gorgeous golf course. I mean, it just, especially in the fall, as the foliage sets in, it's absolutely amazing. It's just a great place to be and a great time of year.
Now, is there a website that you're aware
of? Yes, the website right now is under construction, but as of Friday of this week, it'll be a full website. We also can be reached at summerspointcountryclub@gmail.com.
Okay.
Mail in your questions or whatever. I'll be more than happy to send something back to all the members or potential members. We have, during the week right now, Tuesday through Friday, on the 18-hole course, a $30 potential membership fee. So come up, try to place out, play 18 holes, maybe dine afterwards, and it's $30, and that includes cart.
Richie, that sounds great. I can't thank you enough for being here.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Summers Point Country Club, located in Summers, New York, and in the Heritage Hills Complex.
Sounds good. Sounds like a wonderful place.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming on with us.
Okay, thank you.
So this is AM 1230, WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We are live here at the Journal News Golf Show at the Westchester County Center.
We're getting ready to sit down. Thank you very much. We're getting ready to sit down with Bobby Grace. And I'm getting Bobby's ear before I leave today, because I'm going to get Bobby to send me a putter sometime. because I love the technology he's getting ready to talk to us about. We were lucky enough to talk to Bobby yesterday. We went when he was on the show yesterday, we were already gone. But we got a chance to talk to Bobby before he got on the show yesterday. And from what I understand, we figured out what you were doing a lot better than the guys did that came on after us. It took three of them, and from what Kyle said, they still didn't have a real idea what you were talking about. The technology that your putters have a patent on, correct?
Yep.
Is going to change putting for the next 20 to 30 years.
No question.
Probably maybe forever, because once you know, I'm going to talk about Titleist Pro V1s,
right,
for example. Well, what are you going to do to make a Titleist Pro V1 much better? They really can't figure out how to make them any better. And putters are really wild, because companies will have as many as 25, 30 different styles of putter. When you and I both know, Bobby, all it takes is one. As long as it's got a good feel to you, and as long as the technology is the best. Talk to us about your putter and how this works.
Well, what's interesting is forever putters have had loft on them, and loft is mainly because the greens were so terrible in years past that
Get the ball moving.
He had to get it up out of the junk and out of the depression, get it rolling on top of the grass. Well, as you know, in the last 5 and 6 years, The advanced technology in the grass has been unbelievable.
It's champion, like putting on a pool table.
That's what it is. We're actually putting on pool tables. And, of course, bent grass, you guys have been doing that for a long time. Now it's everybody in Florida and Texas and all these other places that can finally catch up and putt on these 11, 12 stimp meters as a normal thing. And our putters don't have loft. People come to us, they go, well, what's the loft of the putter? I go, oh, you didn't read the technology. I said, look, look at the face. I said, I have a poster over there. I have to travel with a poster.
Right.
Because it shows the curvature in the face is actually built on a 10-inch radius.
Right.
And it's just a slight curvature, but it's positioned just so that the top center of the radius is above the halfway point of the golf ball.
Which does what? It gets that ball moving forward.
Yeah, it hits it at zero loft at impact,
right,
but on top of the top half of the golf ball. So it has nowhere to go but topspin.
Looks like it's two-thirds to three-quarters of the way up on the face.
That's right. We've measured out the golf ball. We know how tall the golf ball is. We cut that in half. We put our center of the radius at that point in time where it hits it, and it cannot possibly put backspin on it.
So the great thing about this face to me, wow, as a 14 handicap,
yeah,
is instead of getting my putter off the ground, you know, a 16th or an 1/8 of an inch, and making sure I hit the top part of the ball, I can just set it on the daggone grass and just put it perfectly normal with no rate, you know, having to trust my raise.
Well, actually, it's worse than that, because a lofted putter you'll catch that with the loft angle. You'll catch it at the lower half of the ball, unless you push your hands forward so much to de-loft it to zero anyway.
Which is why people used to always
forward press.
Exactly. And I don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever did that since 1967.
Well, and most good players all forward press the thing to get it back to zero.
Phil.
And yeah, that rolls the ball great on a lofted putter. When you put that forward press on, now you have directional issues.
Right.
Because you've opened the face, you're starting to admit you're making too many moves.
Yeah.
We have a putter face that...
It's no longer in the hips, right?
It's right. You just simply set it down, line up your lines, pull it back, and hit it, and it rolls solid, perfect, and pure. Now, we also have the three rebounds.
Right.
Yeah, so, this is cool.
You've got three different locations on the putter that do almost exactly the same thing, except the amount of energy they put forward, right? Explain that to everybody, because there's some good golfers listening online. I guarantee you, if there's golfers listening to this show, and by the way, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, we happen to be at, what's the name of this place?
The Journal News Golf Show.
Journal News Golf Show, and we're at
Westchester County
Center.
I'm
sitting in a spot where a kid last week threw up a shot and made
last second, New Rochelle
from
versus
New Rochelle High School. Yeah. I think I'm in exactly the same spot. But I'm sitting here right now with Bobby Grace, and Bobby Grace has made putters for years.
21
years. He doesn't look that old. He looks like a little like Steve Spurrier, only better looking, and probably a better football coach.
And no visor.
But I got to tell you something, Bobby. You've had like three number one guys. Everybody knows who you are. Talk
Australian
to me a little
Open
bit about the technology from the three points of impact.
Well, see, it's interesting.
And I mean, and see, not everybody uses 3 points of impact. No. Only guys like me that can't can't square the ball up.
You'd be surprised how many people use 2 points of impact. Out on that toe, it's right. It's very frequently visited by a lot of golfers during the round. 8, 10, 12 times.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Even a great player can go out on that toe 2, 3, 4 times. Even a great player.
Is that because they speed their hands up a little bit maybe when they should?
They move their head.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So when they move their head, oh, I see. When they move their head,
oh,
their head's
going to
go left, so they're going to pull the ball.
Exactly.
Get move
their
the
head.
Toe.
They move their head. It gets out on the toe. The toe is the weakest point of the putter, physics-wise, design-wise.
You know what? That's right. Remember in the old days when they used to say, hey, look, if you're putting downhill, hit it on the toe at a putter and it won't go as far?
That was to
it's
deaden
like,
it.
Oh, now I got to think about that. I just want to think about hitting the ball where I want to hit it.
That's a lost art, by the way. Not many people toe putt anymore, but it is a good idea if you're downhill.
If you're downhill,
but let me tell you about this, this 3-point.
On a 13.
I want to speak to all the Odyssey owners out there.
Anymore, though, buddy. I'm going to be wearing that name.
But they putt with the White Hot. And first of all, I want to compliment the White Hot insert. It's a great feeling insert. It's made of golf ball cover material. It's a urethane. It's got a good rebound. Okay, it comes off there rolling nice. Now, it's got one rebound straight across the face. So, in other words, it's a consistent insert.
Got to hit it in the middle.
That's right.
And that's hard.
You're at the mercy of the physics of the design of the head.
Right.
Because then when you walk that out to the toe, we put that on the robot. It fails miserably with
like
the distance.
It's like 70% of what it would be in the middle, right, or something like
that. It's amazing how much distance you lose out on the toe.
Right.
And what we've
and
done.
And how about on the heel?
Same thing. Well, not as much
distance, but
it, you do lose distance. But give me an idea.
But see, you know exactly how much it loses.
But let me give you an idea. 15-foot putt. We have a 15-foot floor that we test everything on.
Okay.
Heel putt, 3/4 inch, loses about 4 to 6 inches. That's not that much, but it's enough to hurt you.
Right. You're not going to make it.
The toe putt, where everybody actually ventures off into, loses 10 to 12 to 14. I've even had a rife putter on there losing 16 inches.
Wow. Let me tell you something. I don't want to have a 1.5-foot putt after I'm 15 feet.
How about 45 feet and you've got a 3.5-4 footer? That's the
exactly.
fun zone there.
Exactly.
So what we've done is we've co-molded these golf ball core materials. We have 85% out on the heel and the toe,
right.
And we have 45% in the sweet spot. That goes exactly as far as a metal hit would in the sweet spot. And then the toe shots have extra supercharged energy to come back to the rescue when you screw up.
So you've extended the sweet spot.
That's exactly right.
Well, so no more Sally putts.
He's made a face that's going to hit it exactly as far as you swing it.
That's beautiful.
Exactly.
Which is incredible. Yep. Now, let me ask you this, Bobby. Until I met you today, I'd heard your name, but you go to a store. I don't know if there's Bobby Grace putters in a golf. They probably are in a golf shop. How does somebody buy a putter from you, and how does somebody get you online?
Well, BobbyGracePutters.com is our website. We have a wonderful website that you could buy directly off it. But what we want you to do, if you're in the New York area, we've just visited about 6 or 8 places that took in these putters gladly. We're going to have those up on our website. So you go to our website, look for the dealer near you. Who's going to take care of you?
Now, did you bring some putters here to the show that you're selling?
Absolutely.
So, in other words, a guy like me with a credit card could go over there and buy one of these putters today?
You see this little doohickey right here?
That's the square.
There it is. That's right.
Let me tell you something. You handed me the face yesterday, and I sat there and looked at it for the longest time. I couldn't make anything out except that it was unique.
Yes.
I'd never seen a piece of anything look like that.
Yep.
And that's what you designed. You have a patent on it.
Yep.
For how long?
Well, for the next 9.5 years.
You know what? I'd take that.
Yeah.
I'd take that. I can tell you another thing, too. From what you've just told me, you'll solve a lot of problems a lot of people have not getting the ball in the hole.
That's
not the worst
problem
in playing
is putting,
with.
Man.
What is it that most B players and C players and D players do? They don't get the ball in the hole.
Man.
You got to get the ball in the hole. So if you're normally hitting the ball a foot, 2 foot, 3 foot short, now all of a sudden you're getting there where you know what is it, 95% of the putts never make the hole
go in. Yeah, the ones that are short don't go in.
It's unbelievable. Bobby Grace, I'm gonna tell you something. Bobby, you've got something going on here. I wish you the best of luck, and we're gonna have you on our show probably in the next sometime around Masters week. I go to the Masters for 8 days. That would be a great time to have you back on.
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
Love to be on.
Does that work for you? Are you going to Augusta?
Oh, no, I'm not going to Augusta.
Oh, come. You know why? Because Bobby Grace is selling putters, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby Grace, putters.
Bubba.com.
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you for having me on, guys.
You got it, man.
We'll see you.
All right. That was Bobby Grace of Bobby Grace Putters. You can check him out at BobbyGracePutters.com. And we are still live here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're live from the Journal News Golf Show here at the Westchester County Center, where it's open until 5 o'clock today. We're on air until 12 o'clock today.
Thanks, Bobby.
We're just running through our golf guests today. Come on down here. They have free 10-minute lessons open. You can work on your chip, your drive. They got all kinds of great deals. They got guys teaching the rules of golf. So if there's certain things that you don't want to know.
We got a break.
We got a break?
Time to break. We're gonna be right back on with Michael Lehrer.
All right, well, we'll be right back at 12:30 WFAS. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Augie's is Westchester's favorite family-style Italian restaurant. Conveniently located at 2417 Boston Post Road in Larchmont. Augie's has a full menu of appetizers, salads, and entrees, an extensive wine list, and a healthy complement of imported and domestic beers. Augie's makes every meal special and treats every customer like family. And if you haven't found your way to Augie's yet, stop in this Tuesday. Tuesday is all for one day. Enjoy a complete dinner for two, including choice of appetizer, house salad, choice of entree, dessert, and coffee, all for just $34.95. If you like music while you dine, Fridays and Saturdays from 7 to 10, enjoy live accordion music. And don't forget, Augie's has on- and off-site catering for all your party needs. Visit augiesitalian.com for their complete menu. Augie's Family Style Italian Restaurant, open 7 days a week, conveniently located at 2417 Boston Post Road, Larchmont. Call now and make a reservation, 914-834-3800. At Augie's, the food is delicious, the service is excellent, and no one leaves hungry.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
On Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back.
We are back. I love the way you do that. You know, can we do that at the studio? Because then I don't have to worry about when I have to talk. So if I can't hear anything, I know I don't have to talk.
Yeah. Well, there, yeah, that's fine.
Hey, look, you've met a guy from West Virginia today. You met a guy that just designed maybe the best putter that's ever going to be built.
This is true. This
right?
is all true.
We met the guy that's doing the stuff at the U.S. Women's Open, which, by the way, is a pretty cool event to go to.
Yeah, I need a volunteer.
No matter when you do it. And guess who we got back now? We got Michael Lehrer back from yesterday, who he was my favorite guy. Why? Because he can build a golf course in your backyard.
Yeah.
If you have just a little bit of land, he can build a place for your pets. He can build a place for your kids to play. He can build a putting green. He can build two putting greens.
Yeah.
He can build a sand trap, two sand traps, three sand traps and putting greens. And he can build a green that's different because you can approach it from two or three different places. Correct, Mike?
Totally, I think one of my unique attributes to look at it from 180 degrees. I'm not going to put down Tillinghast or, you know, anybody, Reese Jones or some of the other architects I work with.
Sure.
But to set up a green from one direction is a much different thing from playing from 270 degrees because you got to make it conducive to running up, bumping rums from here or there.
Look, I'm a 14. I play from 270 degrees around a green anyway. I'm never in front of it. I don't have to worry about that. I got to worry about coming over a bunker. I got to worry about coming out of a bunker.
I like to have them so you have a flop shot from one side, a bump and run from another, And you can't have a green that's just like necessarily like, you know, a push-up green, because you got to make it conducive to holding a shot from a different direction. So
right.
I would have maybe a tier on one-third of the green, so it's conducive to kind of corralling the ball, and you can shoot it from different angles.
Now, a lot of people listening to the show right now are going to think, well, God, you know, I don't have enough land to do this. What? How much square footage do you need to do a green for somebody? It's very little, right?
It's whether you want to have just a putting green or you want to have something that can, you know, hold shots. I'd say the minimum for a green that you could have what they call an impact green and putt on would be about 200 square feet, 250.
It's not that much.
But listen, if you're...
It's like 15 by 15. Well, yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, but if you're shooting at this thing, as long as you're not going to, like, you know, bring litigation against yourself or taking out a neighbor's windows, if you're shooting at this green and you go to a golf course, it's going to look like you have the Ponderosa out there.
Right.
You're going to, like, it's as if you're playing basketball and practicing on a hoop that's 8 feet wide. You know, when you eventually go to a regular basketball, if you have a little tiny thing like they have at the amusement park,
right,
when you shoot at a regular hoop, it's going to appear to be like cavernous, and you're going to like paste it.
Now, you obviously at your place, and listen, thank you so much. You know, Michael just invited us out to his place today, and I've got to drive back to Virginia to let dogs out that may have already urinated on my floor already, because my wife's headed to San Diego because she's got to be out there for work. But I got to tell you something, Mike. You put your heart and soul into this. This is a niche. Not that many people even do what you do.
There's people who do it on the side.
They try to do it.
Yeah, I've had 10 people I've heard about. This is what you do, right? 15 years.
Let me ask you this. There's probably 25 different places that you think are your favorites. What's the number one, if you had to pick one, of the number one job you ever did anywhere, and where was it? It's hard, isn't it?
I just wrapped up a course right now, which is the biggest synthetic course in the world for one of the more prominent people going, working with some renowned architects. But still, my house, for its uniqueness and the different angles coming at the greens, the elevation of the tee boxes, there's nothing like that. Okay, I have courses that are, you know, so unique for that particular place that people want to hit shots over their pool, over their house, from their deck. Each one is just
everybody
so
has
customized.
Their own unique, yeah. And nothing's impossible.
Can you imagine
right?
that? Can you imagine having a place like that with your friends over?
I'm not going to have to imagine that, staying inside and watching TV and having a drink.
You're out on the daggone deck, yeah.
You hit a flop shot over the rails, and you stay out there
putting
and make
contest.
A hole in one.
It's
putting
like
contest.
Horse, you know? You go in your backyard, okay, over the swimming
exactly.
pool, over the doghouse. I love it, man.
Now, Mike, even if you're just chipping and putting, good golfers know this. Chipping and putting is 40% of your shots in golf. 40 to 50% of your shots in golf.
How do you feel?
Anybody can hit a driver 250 yards.
If you're on in two, on a par four or par five, and then mm-hmm. you're putting for bogey, yeah. like...
That's the story of my life.
You want to just, like, go and take that club and go postal with it.
Yeah.
You want to just, like, heave it into the next body of water you find.
Let me ask you this. I think you told me your handicap yesterday. Is it a 9 or is it better?
No.
It's got to be better than that.
No, I see.
Are you like a 2?
I could stay with anybody around the greens, chipping and putting.
Right.
But I have sort of, like, a little bit of a mental block off the tee.
That's me. I didn't hit driver for 25 years.
I hit a 5-iron. And I could hit 200 yards.
That's a perfect shot. The 5-iron's my favorite club. That and all four of my wedges.
When you're on the tee with prospective clients or people you want to impress, I'm not taking the driver out, because, you know, I'll be hitting 5 off the tee, and, you know, I want to make sure I get through that round at 90 or better.
You know, it's really funny. Caves Valley is one of the top 10 courses in the country. It's in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm lucky enough because I have clients that belong there, and, I mean, they have 130 members. And I'm playing out there with a caddy one time, and he literally put all my clubs away except my 5, my wedges, my putter, and my driver. That was it.
Well, you're a big boy. What did you play that round?
I shot like a 81, 82 that round. It was one of my best rounds in a long time, and it's a long course. We didn't play the tips. We played the blues. I got to tell you
did
something.
Lose a ball?
No. Not with a caddy. Not with a caddy. You need to play. If you ever come to D.C., I'll get us off Caves Valley. It's one of the top courses in the country. I'm telling you. And the thing that's amazing is how big the short game is at all good courses.
Oh, yeah.
Because let me tell you something. If you can't chip and you can't putt and you can't hit wedges,
you're in trouble.
You're 20-plus, probably.
Well, I don't know if I told you this, but I used to be a CPA.
Yeah, okay, you told us that. Yeah.
So in my mind,
you do your own taxes. You're smart enough to do that.
I try to get within 10% of the distance for however far I am from the hole.
Right.
That's my target. So if I'm 115 yards away, I try to make the shot to within 15 yards. If I'm a putt that's 45 feet away, I try to get it within 4.5 feet. You're not going to sink 20 footers consistently.
You need to buy Bobby's putter, though. According to Bobby, you're not going to be
awesome, man.
Yeah, you're not going to be short anymore with his technology.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I guarantee
stuff.
You, you're a good putter, though.
My hands, I have great touch.
Yeah. Let me tell you,
we're
talking to Michael Lear. Michael Lear, name your company again.
Home Green Advantage.
Yeah, homegreenadvantage.com. Yeah. I love these before and after pictures with the kind of empty backwoods.
This one looks a little bit like Augusta if you go on the website.
I love that, man.
You know azaleas and all that.
Do you know what? I better be Augusta.
He's a member of Augusta. He's one of my first premier CEOs. You can look on the website.
What's his name?
Ken Chenault.
I mean, that is
CEO of American Express.
That is gorgeous.
But you see the land development, you'll see the azaleas. It sort of replicates what's going on over
there.
Yeah,
in the back. Yeah.
You're going to Augusta, aren't
wood
you?
Wood chipped.
Now, that's right. You're working.
Yeah,
but if you're not working, you need to give me a call. I'm down there 8 days every year. It's just something I've done for 28 years. I take people there, clients, and I got to tell you something. Most of them that I play with are 10 to 20s. They're not players.
They're
working.
They're the who's.
You know what? They're working for a living. Their handicap doesn't come down until they're not working anymore. You know, when they're not working anymore, that's when they need to call you and have a design for their home
this
built.
This is great.
Hey, listen,
you haven't seen what's going on down at my end. I'm going to bring over something right here that's going to make you roll on the floor. Have you seen the golf cart I brought to the show?
I saw that. Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
There's grass.
Is that your personal golf cart?
I have a few like that.
Is it your company? It's got your company logo and stuff on it?
It's a turf mobile. It's got synthetic turf on it, and it looks like the car from Dumb and Dumber, but it's great.
It's awesome.
Hey, listen, Michael, I can't thank you enough. I'm glad you came back today. Once again, how can people get a hold of you?
HomeGreenAdvantage.com.
Home Green Advantage altogether. Lowercase is fine.
One straight word. Or just go to HomePar.com. HomePar.com.
HomePar.
HomePar. That's like in, what I don't make every time I go out and play.
And we talked about it yesterday. We could put these in basements, right?
Rooftops in New York City, you'll see 30 of them.
Oh, man.
You know what would be great for him? I bet you do batting cages, too.
That's a piece of cake.
You know what? Because it's just basically turf and underneath, right?
Yeah, and build the frame.
And then you can get something like that guy's got over there where he's hitting balls. I looked at that thing where they've got hit balls. Those things are incredible. They blow up in 5 minutes.
And they're good for events, and they're fun. They have a great
Do you use those, too?
Well, for special events, you can bring them, and you can do exhibitions of putting and then driving into those.
Have you ever, this is just a thought, and I'm sure you've done this, have you ever brought like 10 CEOs over to your house or 10 people you wanted to your house to just have an event at your house and show them your course?
We have parties, and it gets pretty raucous.
I can't wait next time I come up to come over and play with you.
Yeah, stay with me.
Hey, listen.
This is awesome, man.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Yeah, this is great. I love the pet stuff, man. That's what I'm talking about. My dogs kill my yard.
Thank you.
That's Michael Lehrer. I'm going to tell you something, man. If you've got a big place and you don't have your own daggone golf course, you're missing out.
I texted Haley. I said, I'm buying a house.
I'm
buying a house in July, and I texted her. And I said, the first thing we're doing to the new house is putting in a Home Greens Advantage. We are still live here on AM 1230 WFAS. It's Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're live from the Journal News Country Club. Art Country Club, the Journal News Golf Show at the Westchester County Center. And like I've mentioned, we got all kinds of great booths set up here. You can check out, we just talked to the Home Green Advantage. They got that set up. You can see that golf cart that he's talking about with all the grass everywhere. They have instructional setups here where they're talking about the rules of golf. So if you're new to the game, you can come out here, check that out. They got putting where you can win all kinds of great prizes. They got work on your chipping game, your drivers. They got all kinds of drivers, TaylorMade, Titleist, Nike. They're all here, all the big guys. And they're showing off all their new stuff. Again, this is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're live, the Journal News Golf Show, the Westchester County Center. And we'll be right back. We're going to break here for a second. AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
golfers. Don't miss the 9th Annual Journal News Golf Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Westchester County Center. Golf season is around the corner, and there's no better place to prepare than the golf show. You can demo the latest golf equipment on the range, including new clubs from Nike, Adams, TaylorMade, Titleist, and Tour Edge. Met PGA professionals will be providing free 10-minute lessons each day. Save 50% and more at the Discount Pro Shop on shoes, bags, apparel, and more. Every hour on the Metropolitan Golf Association demo stage, an expert will provide information to help your game. Topics include slice-free golf, the rules of golf, learn to compete, and course management. Stop by the Journal News booth to register for hourly prizes. Take your friend to play free at a Westchester County course with a voucher you get from the County Parks booth. And, of course, visit the vendors from golf courses, ranges, resorts, and more for great golf show specials. It's all at the 9th Annual Journal News Golf Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Westchester County Center. Doors open at 10 a.m. Hey, Jeff, have you ever thought about doing a hair transplant procedure?
Yeah, I've thought about it since my 30s, but I'm skeptical.
Me too. Now I finally found a procedure I'm going to go forward with.
Wow, what'd you decide to do?
NeoGraft. It's the first minimally invasive hair restoration system.
How'd you hear about that?
Well, my wife goes to Park Avenue Medical Spa in Armonk, and I saw NeoGraft featured on ABC News and even on the Rachel Ray Show.
I know a lot of people losing their hair, but how does this process work?
There are no scalpel incisions, so no scars, no stitches or staples. They use a local anesthetic so you don't feel anything, and you can go back to work the next day.
NeoGraft, the global leader in hair restoration technologies, offered at Park Avenue Medical Spa in Armonk. Call 730-3333 to schedule an appointment or visit parkavenuemedicalspa.com for more information. NeoGraft is changing lives.
Hey, no hat.
Yeah, I went to Park Avenue Medical Spa in Armonk, and I feel great.
Bill, I'm sold. What's that number again? I'm calling today.
730-3333.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword. And our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon.
It was kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
WFAS 4-Day Forecast.
And now our AM 1230 WFAS News 12 Weather Center Forecast. Moving through our Saturday afternoon hours. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Lots of sunshine. Get those sunshades out there. A bit breezy. High of 48 degrees. Tonight mostly clear. You want to bundle up heading out. Down to 24 for the low. Tomorrow, Sunday, continued nice and sunny and spring-like, high near 50. And back to work on Monday. Lots of sunshine. Do watch for some clouds moving into the area as we move through the day. But a nice mild high of 51 degrees on Monday.
WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294. Or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Yeah. And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're live from the Journal News Golf Show.
Paramount Country Club. Steve Scott's here, the head golf pro. Steve, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about how many assistants do you have out of Paramount?
How many assistants? I've got...
Like tons, probably.
I have not tons, no. I just have a few. I had to hire one, actually, recently. And, we've got a great staff out there. A lot of fun. Great private club over there in Rockland County.
Now, you're not that far over the line in Rockland County either, because I think I went down the expressway or whatever it is. Like, you don't even have to go over the bridge. You can get off... in New Jersey at Fort Lee and go that way and get to your club.
Yeah, it's just off exit 12 off the Palisades Parkway.
That's right. That's how I got there.
So it's really pretty close to everything, and we were known as Delwood for a long time.
Right.
And changed the name to Paramount Country Club. It was the founder of the private estate of Adolph Zukor, who was the founder of Paramount Pictures. And back in 1920, he got A.W. and Tillinghast to build a golf course on his private estate. And the famed architect Jim Urbina has just restored the golf course in the last year. He worked under Tom Doak, shaping Sabonic, Bally Neal, Old MacDonald out in Bandon. So he did a wonderful job. And every part of the club's been renovated in the last 3 years. And really excited about it.
Now, if Tillinghast designed and built the course, it's got to have a lot of old school stuff going on for it. Probably a little, a lot of elevated greens, small greens.
Yes, they're Some of them are very severely pitched, like
which is great if you're a golfer.
Yeah, people know Quaker Ridge or Fenway. Or, I mean, we've got an original Tillinghast golf course that it's really spectacular.
Let me ask you a question now. Where you are with membership, how many golf members do you have?
We're just about 200 right now.
Which isn't very many, actually.
We have picked up in the last few years.
That's great.
We've had a private ownership come in and take ownership and running the golf course. And I was member-owned club for a long time. And now we're really moving in the right direction with our membership.
Now, is it semi-private?
It's fully private.
It's fully private now. So okay.
It's always been private. But people, we can do outside outings without being sponsored by a member, and so there are opportunities for people to get exposed to Paramount without being a member.
Now there's a great big building on your property that I remember seeing when I was out there. I was actually out there visiting a member last year, and the pool area is unbelievable. There's grass everywhere. I mean, I was there during the middle of the week, and I felt like I was literally in my own backyard. It was that much fun. The people are nice, but there's a huge place. It looks like, how many people can you do an event for, like feeding them?
Oh, we can do
500, 400.
At least, yeah.
It's like a big barn or something.
We've got outdoor space. Indoor space. We do a lot of weddings. Our indoor space is highly utilized for those. So we can house a lot of people. We're a full service country club, so we've got the space.
Now there's rooms too, correct?
We've got overnight accommodations.
How many rooms?
We've got roughly 8 right now.
That's like cabins at Augusta National. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. In other words, a member can bring somebody in and literally not have them have to stay in a hotel, because that area of Rockland County is a beautiful area, but it's mostly residential.
Absolutely. Bring them over. I mean, it's 20 yards from the putting green. Come out. The whole place has been renovated. I mean, it's literally brand new.
Now, you obviously teach lessons.
I do.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Let's say somebody's thinking about joining a club and they're listening to the show today. They can come out and talk to you anytime they want and maybe set up some lessons with you.
Absolutely.
Now, do you have to be a member to take lessons from you?
No. I've given lessons to non-members, and I do that quite often. And I'd be happy to, if anybody wants to check out the club, www.paramountcountryclub.com. You can even follow the club on at PCC Golf Shop, or follow me on Twitter at @scottpga.
I love that. @scottpga. Put them on my, I'll send you a tweet here in a little while.
There we go.
You got to follow me so I can DM you.
There we go.
You know how that works.
Yeah.
I'll follow you too. I'll be in trouble though. I'll come up here and be playing golf the whole time I'm here. Boy, you know, when we come back, we're not going to be doing much except playing golf.
Yeah.
That's going to be a little scary. You got any questions for Steve?
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now.
Roy's big on just checking you out. Let me tell you, what it looks like on that website's even prettier than that. My buddy's name's Carl Wexler. You know Carl, probably.
Yep.
Carl probably doesn't play a lot of golf. He just likes to sit around the pool and chill out. He's a retired CBS exec. Great guy. Wonderful guy.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, Carl. Back in the day, he produced it, and he starred in the commercial, and then he was with CBS for years after that. But when I came out to visit him, the first place I had up was a pro shop, and then we went in. There was a nice big TV in the bar.
Yep. Oh. The club has got a tremendous amount of history. The golf shop and the locker room area was actually Adolf Zukor's private theater. So, movie stars like Clark Gable, it's got a lot of history to it. It's just a really cool place to come.
You get that feeling when you're there that it's just, there's nobody around you. You're out in the middle of, you know, like the hills, literally. And it's funny how you get there. It's right at the end of a road. I'll never forget. He said, just go straight. And I'm going, there's no gate out here. And then all of a sudden I get to the end of this road and here's a little gate. It's not a big gate, but it's big enough. And I'm going to tell you, it's a great place. If I lived up here and I went What does it cost to join right
now? Right now, we are at about $10,000 for initiation. And
that's
about,
real reasonable
about
for
the newer. About the same in dues. And again, people think maybe Rockland County is another planet over there, but we're very close from the Palisades Mall. I'm sure everybody's frequented there once or twice. And so
it's the only mall I know where it is. I mean, it's right over the bridge on the left. I know.
So we're extremely close to everything, and soon people are really going to know about us, and you know, just trying to spread the word.
Steve, I can't thank you enough. Is there anything that you can think of that you'd like to leave our people with on WFAS?
No, just come on out. I'd be happy to. If anybody ever needs help with their golf game, I've had a few good experiences that I'd like to share. I played the 96 U.S. Amateur Finals against Tiger Woods, and played in two major championships, and so be happy to come out and share, you know, some stories and take a lesson, and be happy to get you.
Steve, thanks so much. Listen, you're going to see me next time I come back.
My pleasure.
I can promise you.
I'll fix your slice.
I'm going to listen, I got to tell you something. I'm going to make you play nine with me at least. Steve Scott, ladies and gentlemen, Paramount Country Club. All right, we got somebody new here sitting down. This is great. I mean, this is all we do is talk to people when we go to a show. Absolutely incredible. Who we got now?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Karen Decker.
Oh, you're with Ocean City Golf Group.
Yes, I am.
And by the way, when I was in high school and we went to the beach, you know, for summer break, Ocean City, baby.
That's right.
That's where everybody went. We were on the bridge for how long? How long are you on that bridge, the Bay Bridge? The Bay Bridge would back up for miles.
Miles and miles.
Yeah, you had to leave in the middle of the night if you wanted to get there when you were a kid.
That is true.
Yeah. But things have changed. It's gotten a lot better. You know, for those of you that don't know where Ocean City is south of Delaware. It's on the coast of Maryland.
Yep.
There's also an Ocean City. Now, this could be, for all I know, Ocean City, New Jersey.
Ocean City, Maryland. Ocean
but
City,
this Maryland. Is Maryland.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Because
it didn't say it on my thing. Now, Karen, what is your position there?
I am the sales manager.
So everybody works for you, Karen.
Basically.
How good? Now, how long have you been with the group?
I've been with Ocean City for years now.
Oh, so you know where all the bones are buried.
Fantastic. Yes, I do.
Now, do you set people and groups up in hotels and you know, villas and places where they want to spend a week, a day, whatever it is? Is it like a chamber of commerce almost?
It's not a chamber of commerce. We actually have three specific hotels.
Okay.
That we book for. And then we package tee times at the local golf courses,
right.
Most within about a 20-minute drive
mm-hmm.
from the hotel.
What courses do you have up there? Because there's a big Calcutta at the old Ocean City Club. Isn't there an old course up there where they have that Calcutta?
Ocean City Golf Club.
Yep, that's
probably
it.
What you're thinking of.
Yeah. Every hustler in the world ends up there for about 3 days.
Yep.
it's a great, because it's for amateurs.
It is. It
basically.
Is.
Basically. Tell me some of the events you guys provide, and tell me, you know, what it is you can do for everybody, because, you know, we're going out here in New York, but Roy,
dreaming of a putting green in your backyard? Home Green Advantage creates golf greens all over the tri-state area and has an unmatched reputation for quality and service. Their synthetic golf greens are customized and can be as small as 8 foot by 12 foot or a full golf hole complete with tees and bunkers. A synthetic low-maintenance green by HGA will increase property values and improve your golf skills. A terrific gift for any golfer, even as a surprise. Check homegreenadvantage.com or call 914-273-3232 for a free consultation. That's 914-273-3232. The 9th Annual Journal News Golf Show has lots of great activities to get you ready for the golf season. Driving range, free lessons, demo stage, and more. Get special discounts from golf courses around the region and plan a golf trip to resorts near and far, including Barbados, Casa de Campo, Florida, Maryland, and Vermont. All this and more at the 9th Annual Journal News Golf Show, March 9th and 10th at the Westchester County Center. Doors open at 10 a.m. More information at loha.com/golf show.
Auggie's is Westchester's favorite family-style Italian restaurant.
conveniently located at 2417 Boston Post Road in Larchmont. Augie's has a full menu of appetizers, salads, and entrees, an extensive wine list, and a healthy complement of imported and domestic beers. Augie's makes every meal special and treats every customer like family. And if you haven't found your way to Augie's yet, stop in this Tuesday. Tuesday is all for one day. Enjoy a complete dinner for two, including choice of appetizer, house salad, choice of entree, dessert, and coffee, all for just $34.95. If you like music while you dine, Fridays and Saturdays from 7 to 10, enjoy live accordion music. And don't forget, Augie's has on- and off-site catering for all your party needs. Visit augiesitalian.com for their complete menu. Augie's Family Style Italian Restaurant, open 7 days a week, conveniently located at 2417 Boston Post Road, Larchmont. Call now and make a reservation, 914-834-3800. At Augie's, the food is delicious, the service is excellent, and no one leaves hungry.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
On Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Talk, AM 1230, WFAS.
When a boat capsizes in a violent storm, when minutes mean the difference between life and death, you can count on us. We are the Air Force Reserve Pararescue Team. Elite professionals skilled in the art of getting to those in danger and getting them out. From above the clouds or close in, our training ensures we're ready the moment your call for help comes in. We do it for our country. We do it for our communities. We do it for you. Being an Air Force Reserve pararescueman may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience and one of many career opportunities available with the Air Force Reserve. Call 1-800-257-1212. That's 1-800-257-1212. Or visit our website at afreserve.com. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends.
In biology,
in English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The
only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
AM 1230 WFAS.
White Plains, New York.
Home of Araldo, Huckabee, Debbie Nigro, and Lisa Wexler on your drive home.
News Talk AM 1230 WFAS. A Cumulus Media Station.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Afghan President Karzai canceled a news conference a couple of hours ago with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Security reasons were cited. Hours earlier, Karzai held this solo news conference suggesting that the U.S. and Taliban were working together to convince Afghans that violence will get worse when foreign troops leave at the end of next year. A Washington State high school football coach has resigned after allegedly asking his players to find him a date. 25-year-old Troy Henham left an earlier coaching gig after being caught texting a student. ABC's Ty Hernandez says that the players asked Kat Ayard for her number, and the coach contacted her shortly after.
Ayard shared text messages with ABC News, which she says are from Henham. Right away, the sender fesses up to using the student players to help with his game, bragging, quote, right? Genius. Great way to meet a girl. Use my girls. LOL.
Under investigation right now, the crash of a small plane yesterday into a garage in Woodinville, Washington, missing by just a few feet a house and a room in which teenager Talon Korn and his friend were playing video games.
I didn't see anything, but it sounded weird. It was loud.
One person in the plane died, another's in the hospital. Try to break Washington gridlock. President Obama invited some Republican leaders to dinner last week and plans a trip to the Capitol Thursday. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Florida Democrat.
Building those relationships and building up some of that trust, because, you know, it's really hard to make tough decisions and reach consensus when there is such a trust gap.
Senator Ron Johnson, Wisconsin Republican.
I got a call from his chief staff over the weekend to talk about, you know, what we need to do in terms of developing the process. So, you know, I'll certainly give the president the benefit of the doubt.
Just announced the past couple of hours, the frail 94-year-old former South African president Nelson Mandela is home a day after being in the hospital for what the docs say was a routine checkup. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights,